Shalom. You are at the commemoration site for the soldiers of Battalion 17 who fell in the battles on the Hermon during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. On October 6, 1973, during the holy Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, the armies of Syria and Egypt invaded into Israeli territories, bringing about what would be known as the Yom Kippur War. From the first hours of the war, the Syrians launched a heavy artillery bombardment over the Hermon outpost, followed by the landing of some 400 Syrian commando soldiers by helicopters around the outpost. The outpost was manned by 60 soldiers from the Intelligence Corps, Air Force, Communication, and a Golani security force of 13 soldiers. The Syrian commando force surrounded the outpost and entrenched in improvised positions spread out in strategic locations. 2 days into the war, the Golani Brigade launched an operation to retake the outpost from the hands of the Syrians. The forces that took part in the operation, under the command of the Golani Brigade commander, were Battalion 17, Battalion 51, and the Reconnaissance Company. The Syrian force was much stronger than the Golani force, but despite that, the Golani forces managed to reach close to the Hermon outpost. However, the number of soldiers killed and injured were so high that the commander of the brigade evaluated that his forces did not have the ability to fulfill its mission. A retreat order was given. In that battle alone, 23 soldiers were killed and many more injured. Among the fallen was the commander of Battalion 17, Lieutenant Colonel Dubi Dror. As the war progressed, Battalion 17 strengthened with the inclusion of an armored Sherman tank company, fought in the region of the villages Harfa and Khader in the enclave occupied by Israel inside Syria. Towards the end of the war, between October 21st to the 22nd, another operation was launched to reclaim the Hermon outpost. The forces that took part in the operation were the Golani Brigade, a reserve paratrooper brigade, and other support units. In the beginning of the operation, the paratroopers landed by helicopters on the peak of the Hermon and conquered without resistance the Syrian outposts that were there. The mission of the Golani Brigade, under the command of Amir Drori, was to take over the Hermon outpost. The brigade split into three groups. Battalion 17, under the command of David Katz, climbed both by foot and with armored vehicles and tanks on the main road leading up to the Hermon. To prevent the possibility of an ambush, the battalion commander sent a squad of soldiers by foot some 50 meters in front of the force, ready to attack. The Syrians opened heavy fire from machine guns and anti-tank cannons against the force from the upper cable station. But Battalion 17 was able to take over the station it was attacked from. The soldiers from Battalion 51 climbed the steep, rocky slope, fully loaded with arms, ammunition, and equipment. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they arrived to Hill 17, where two Syrian companies were deeply entrenched. The Syrians opened fire, and our forces from the battalion suffered many casualties. Artillery aid was supposed to help cover the forces, but was stopped because of the risk of hitting our own troops. The battalion commander was injured, but the battle continued with small squads of determined soldiers that kept on fighting all through the night. The reconnaissance company, under the command of Shmaryahu Vinik, took a different route from the west up to the upper cable station outpost. Close to the station, it led a battle against a Syrian force in which four of its soldiers were killed, including Vinik, the commander. Due to the difficult position of Battalion 51, the brigade commander instructed the commander of Battalion 17 to take a company and climb up the hill in the direction of the Hermon outpost. His first mission was to evacuate the injured of Battalion 51, which was done under heavy artillery fire. Through the night, there were tough battles taking place at several locations of the battlefield. The brigade commander was injured, and one of the officers took command. Despite the tough situation, David Katz, commander of Battalion 17, took initiative. The company, under his command, together with squads from Battalion 51, stormed Hill 16. The Syrian force broke, and its soldiers began retreating. This retreat enabled the company to attack Hill 17 and take it over. There, the force made its preparations to conquer the Hermon stronghold. The force moved forward with Syrian prisoners up in front in case of booby traps, but the outpost was conquered without any resistance. By noon, the flags of Israel and Golani were raised on top of the Hermon outpost. David Katz announced by radio, "Stations of the whole world, the Hermon outpost is in our hands." The Yom Kippur War that began in full surprise ended when the Hermon outpost was in our hands again. From the battles fought to retake the Hermon, 19 soldiers from Battalion 17 were killed. May the memory of these fallen soldiers be blessed. The monument in front of you was established through the initiative of the parents of Zohar ben Barak, who was killed during the battle over the Hermon. The memorial was designed by the sculptor Mordechai Kafri and was dedicated in 1975. The 5-meter-high rock in the shape of a palm of a hand was brought here from the Gilboa Mountains. Engraved in the rock are the names of the fallen soldiers, with their rank and the communities they came from. The veterans of Battalion 17, thank you for your attention.